homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. Reverend Master Jiu called this passage the most beautiful passage that occurs in all Buddhist writings. And it goes, however defiled and obscured the Buddha nature may find itself in profane hearts, it is essentially the same as that in all the Buddhas. Therefore, says the sage of the Shakyas, O Shariputra, the world of sentient beings is not different from the Dharmakaya. The Dharmakaya is not different from the world of sentient beings. What constitutes the Dharmakaya is the world of sentient beings, and what constitutes the world of sentient beings is the Dharmakaya. Now, the latter part of that passage should be familiar because it's another way of putting the scripture of great wisdom. When River Master Jiu decided to render that particular passage as, O Shariputra, form is only pure, rather than form is only empty, she received quite a bit of criticism for this. But that is because the people concerned doing the criticism did not actually understand what the scripture is about. In the Pali Canon, it says, our essence of mind is intrinsically pure and luminous. And it is covered over by obscurations of greed, hatred, and delusion. But does not lose its fundamental purity and luminousness. Reverend Master Jiu felt that putting it as empty fed into Western ideas of nihilism, and therefore it was important to counteract that. She also said, this is why Buddhism is a religion rather than a philosophy, because it requires a measure of faith. That is, faith that there is something greater than our limited self, and faith that we can do something about it. When I first learned about Buddhism to any appreciable degree, before I went to Shasta Abbey, the person who taught me said that what shunyata or emptiness means is simply that it is empty of anything our minds can grasp and hold on to. And I'll repeat that. Emptiness simply means empty of anything that our minds can grasp and hold on to. This teaching was very, very important to me and has remained very important to me. That is why it is said in the scriptures that the idea that if emptiness becomes a philosophy or an idea, it can be harmful because people think that it means that there is nothing. But this is in fact not what the Buddha taught. Nagarjuna, one of our ancestors in the line that we recite, used a passage to explain this, and he was the great writer on shunyata, or emptiness. He said, shunyata karuna garbham. Karuna is compassion. So he said, emptiness is in essence compassion. That is why Reverend Master Jiyu said that emptiness, when encountered, is full. It is just that it is beyond our capacity to grasp it. That is why enlightenment cannot be thought or philosophized into existence. That is why no substance can cause enlightenment or awakening. Because enlightenment and awakening is beyond all causation. D.T. Suzuki, the great writer on Zen, told Reverend Master once or twice he had had the great experience, but 1,000 times the little moments that make one dance. The little moments that make one dance when one, for a brief second, lets go of self-grasping and sees the radical beauty in existence. Sometimes this is called seeing the luminous Dharmakaya, sometimes seeing the Buddha nature. We train in order to remove the defilements and obscurations. The more we do so, the more the luminousness of the Buddha nature can be seen in us. That does not mean that we can always see it. Sometimes it is other people who see it. Because this is so, it is not a question of becoming perfect. It is not a question of becoming a saint. It is simply the endless training of letting go of greed, hatred, and delusion. At the time of death, our lives are, as it were, mirrored back to us. If we have learned to look past the greed, hatred, and delusion. If we have learned to be still, then when this happens, we will encounter our luminous true face. This is one of the reasons why it is so important that one not trivialize death, or how do I put it? Yes, trivialize it. Because if we do not let go at that time, we will instead solidify our own greeds, hates, and delusions, resulting in karma and rebirth. That is why peaceful death is said to be so very important. If you can think of, when you hear the word emptiness, as like a luminous, bright, empty sky, this can be helpful. In nihilistic teaching, because they abandon the idea of the luminous mind, then there is the falling into despair. The third Chinese ancestor says, once this is realized, no more worry about your not being perfect. And she also says, it is impossible to grasp after and hold the truth as a personal possession. But if you wish to understand, simply cease to cherish opinions. We encounter the luminous mind when we are willing to let go of selfishness. Compassion and loving kindness are intrinsic to the nature of this luminous mind. That is why it is sometimes said that it is greed, hate, and delusion that are not real. And compassion, love, and wisdom that are the reality. If you can remember this in times of difficulty and realize that despair over one's ability to train is actually of no use to you. Dogen says that if we remember that even mosquitoes and flies can come eventually to realize the Dharma, then why not ourselves? This is very important to remember and is related to the true meaning of not looking down, but rather looking up. Those of you who are familiar with the teaching regarding the backward flowing method and the turning of the wheel of the law should remember this. If we look down, we will perceive ourselves as falling. If we look up, we will perceive ourselves as rising. The original passage is from Sithira Mati's Discourse on the Mahayana Dharma Dhatu. The name of the author is Sthira Mati. And what he wrote was the Discourse on the Mahayana Dharma Dhatu, which means the discourse or commentary on the world of training in the great vehicle. Homage to all the Buddhas in all worlds. Homage to all the Bodhisattvas in all worlds. Homage to the scripture of great wisdom.